Halloween may be over, but there's still more celebrating to be done. November 2nd is El Día de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead. Reporter Sky Road sent us this audio postcard about a gathering in Hollywood, California, in observance of the Mexican tradition.
What hits you first when you walk through the iron gates of Hollywood Forever Cemetery is the sense of joy. It's in the bright colors, the flowers, the music. And in a place full of dead people, celebrating a holiday that's all about dead people, joy is a welcome companion. Día de los Muertos grew out of ancient Aztec and Maya traditions. Mix them with Spanish invaders, Catholicism, and close-knit families, and you have the one day of the year when they say souls can return to Earth to visit their loved ones.
And all those little details that we enjoy, we've been alive. Por eso es que traemos todos estos altares.
Many of the altars set up for these souls spread out the same way Los Angeles does, more wide than tall. They hold photos and precious possessions, banners of colorful tissue paper cut into patterns, smiling skulls. And everywhere you look, there are marigolds, strung together in garlands, tucked behind ears, blanketing the altars.
The scent is supposed to attract their spirit to come back and visit us that day. Skulls, which represent death. The candles, which is the light that they're going to follow the light to come in and visit us tonight. The food, you see the chilies and the bread, and it's just for them to come and feast today.
Marisa Mendoza made masks and picture frames for her dead relatives.
My grandfather loved the Dodgers, so I made him a blue one with the Dodgers on it. And my grandmas were really fancy ladies, so I made them a fancy calavera mask. My grandfather up there, the green one, he loved his gold tooth, so I put a gold tooth with a little fancy mustache.
Families pour through the cemetery gate as the sun sets. Many head straight to the face painting tent for a makeover. All white, dark circles around the eyes, skeletal grimace drawn on. Then they wander past the candlelit altars. The sense of community is a given here. Everyone has loved and lost. The goal is to remember and celebrate. The visitors crowd toward the stage as Mexican singer Lila Downs starts performing. But many of the family members stay close to their altars. It's peaceful at this crossroads of the living and the dead. Alimento para el alma, one altar maker calls it. Food for the soul. For NPR News, I'm Sky Road.
This is NPR News.